Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Sports for the Max, News Talk 830 WCCL. Having some fun tonight at other people's expense. That's the best part of it. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, former defenseman extraordinaire, Keith Ballard. He's played in a few of these playoffs. He's gone the distance in seven games and everything else. In the Wild, they're earmarked for at least six right now. Keith, thank you for joining us tonight. Always appreciate it.
Maxie, how you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What do you think? You like this matchup tomorrow night? I mean, every time I like it, I don't like it, and I guess that's the sign of a really good series, huh?
I think it's as expected.
Mm-hmm.
This is two very good teams, and I was talking to a buddy at the beginning of the series. It sucks that one of these teams has to be done after this round.
You know, one of the things that I've heard, you're a defenseman, you understand this, and I hear, you know, is St. Louis going to be too thin in the blue line in terms of defensemen? And you've seen this going, Nick Leddy missed the game, et cetera. Is that a deal breaker right there? It will be determined by how healthy their defensemen are, or am I oversimplifying that?
I think their forwards make up a lot for what they're missing on the back end. Their forward group is really solid. Top to bottom.
Keith, when you assess series like this, and everybody, and they come in and they're that close and they're that razor thin, were you surprised when they started out with Fleury and Nets?
I think game one, no, I was not one bit. Only because of experience. The lights aren't too bright. He's been there before. He's seen that. And Cam has as well. But I think in that, you got two goalies that are playing very, very well. I think it's a smart play to go with experience.
You know Fleury well. What defines a great playoff goalie besides just making saves? What if you're a defenseman, what do you want to know about the guy that's behind you?
Well, I think the biggest thing for goalie is to sustain not only winning one round but making a run is short memories. And I think that's true for every player throughout the lineup. You look at a team that's possibly built to go on a long run,
mm-hmm.
You have to be comfortable rebounding. Mm-hmm. You're gonna lay some eggs every now and then, whether it's individually or as a team.
Go ahead.
And how do you respond from that?
Does anybody get tired during the playoffs physically, or does the adrenaline and playing every other day, is that enough to sustain you? Because we always talk about, you know, today they were talking to Dean Evason about, you know, do you use some fresh legs at some point in time here to interject some, to inject some more energy? Does every player, because of the nature of the NHL playoffs, come game night, does the adrenaline just take over, or does physical fatigue really matter?
Oh, 100%. It's as you go further and further, it's a war of attrition. It is, one, staying healthy, and two, you factor in, for say we go to the finals or the Wild go to the finals,
mm-hmm.
All the travel, the back and forth, the back and forth, the back and all that,
mm-hmm.
Recovery, all of those things are very, very important. And yes, guys are tired. Guys are completely dead by the end.
You know, Keith Ballard, if you're playing against the Wild, and here comes Kaprizov, what scares you the most about him as a defenseman when he's got the puck or when he's coming down the ice?
I would change the second the guy gets on the ice.
Would you? You'd go, hey. you'd hold this stick up. Hey.
Oh, he's such a
I'm gassed.
It's so fun to watch. You know what I love about him is his compete.
Compete
we
factor.
All see the skill, and we all, you know, the playmaking, the goal scoring, the mobility with his hips, all those things that he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he's created so many chances all year on his compete.
And
I think that's a sign of a truly great player.
Is his strength scary in that he's so strong in the lower body?
Yeah, I mean, that's. I'm sitting here watching right now Florida-Washington, and Ovechkin just had a great chance. And he's a guy that is just – he will outskill you,
mm-hmm.
but he'll overpower you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Crosby, same way. Good luck in a corner battle with him.
I didn't realize – is Crosby that strong in the corners?
Unbelievable.
Really?
His lower body strength is second to none. Not second to Jaromir Jagr, of guys that I've played against.
How would you like to play against Joel Eriksson Ek? Is he a tough guy to play against just because of the way he plays?
He looks like it in the sense that he's always a guy that somehow pisses you off.
Yep. Intentionally or unintentionally, he gets you, doesn't he?
Yep. Yep, and he's such an asset to this team. See, he frees a lot of guys up.
So when you have
they've got some great offensive players in Kaprizov, Fiala, Zuccarello, all these guys. But they get freed up because they have they've got Ek having such a great year and being kind of just playing the way that he's capable of, and to his skill set.
So, I mean, when you have a scouting report before, Keith Ballard, I guess, former NHL defenseman extraordinaire, when you have a scouting report, what are you telling players? You're saying, don't engage with Ek? How do you coach them against someone like that?
I think there's a million guys like that, right?
Yep.
And he doesn't try to agitate at all. When you watch his game, he's just there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Almost in a similar sense, Nate Prosser used to be like that.
Yep.
Where he didn't ever go out of his way to agitate you, but he was there all the time. And he didn't back away from a scrum and net front. He wasn't afraid of, you know, throwing a glove in your face.
Yep.
Nothing big ever.
Nope.
Not a lot of talking, but just being there.
But just enough where you get sick of them, huh?
Yep. Those little slashes on the calf.
Yep.
Get old after a while.
Yep. Were you
eventually you break and they don't.
When you saw Spurgeon do that, that cost him the $5,000, were you surprised because it was out of character, or do you relate to it because sometimes you react at the moment?
I think it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
Spurge is about the most fair, honest,
yep.
humanly player.
Yep.
but I understand the emotion too. Yeah. And a lot of playoffs is managing highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
How do you react when it's going well? How do you react when it's not going well? Wins, losses, etc. And the teams that do that the best are generally the teams that are there at the end.
Yeah, and that, you know, you can't cost your team, right? I mean, isn't that the rule of thumb? Is, you know, yeah, there's emotion, but don't cost your team something, right?
Yep.
You know,
exactly. And, you know, $5,000, perfect. I'm sure he was very fine with paying that.
Yeah, and relieved probably that there was no suspension.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I got to ask you before we let you go. It is Saturday is the fishing opener. Ballard's Resort, of course, is in play throughout once you get into the walleye season. Is it game ready for the opener? How are they doing up there?
It's dicey right now. We have some floating ice chunks up on the lake, on the main body of water. River is, one, it's been raining all day there.
Okay.
River's rolling pretty quick right now, current wise. But hopefully with this rain and the wind that's kind of coming the next couple days and today, we'll get all the ice chunks just done. And hopefully be able to fish the main lake, come Saturday.
Would you fish the river or the main lake if you had your choice right now?
River right now, this time of year with the late ice. You're dealing with debris, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All those people who don't like to clean up their shorelines.
Yep. Yep. But if you know what you're doing,
Yep.
All right. Well, keep us.
I think if weather holds the way it's supposed to.
Yep.
Main Lake is completely in play.
Sounds good to me, man. Just let me know what size and when they're biting, okay?
I love it.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Always appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.